Hey there, this message is for new kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to dive into your first year of teaching kindergarten with confidence? I've got just the thing for you this summer. PD by the pool. Imagine soaking up the sun and taking advantage of all that summer has to offer, while at the same time learning everything you need to know for a successful first school year teaching kindergarten. All in short 10-minute audio lessons. How is that possible? This private audio course is a private podcast exclusive for you, a first-year kindergarten teacher, that you can take with you wherever you go while you're enjoying summer. As you know with podcasts, the great thing is all you need is your phone. In PD by the Pool, I cover everything from classroom setup to teaching routines to the first social-emotional lessons you'll want to teach your students. Plus, you'll get some fantastic bonuses, including a first month of kindergarten scope and sequence with everything you want to teach your kids for the first month of kindergarten. And here's the splashtastic deal. Grab the Summer Learning Bundle, and you'll get access to not only PD by the Pool, but the live kinder coaching week that will happen in July, where you get to ask me all of your kinder questions. With the Summer Learning Bundle, it's a buy one, get one half off deal. So don't miss out. Swim on over to pdbythepool.com and secure your spot in PD by the Pool today. Let's make waves this summer and get ready for an amazing school year. See you by the pool. Hey, teacher friends, it's Siba from Kindergarten Cafe, and I want to think about creating a calm and focused classroom with mindfulness. What would that look like if we had a calm and focused classroom, and how can we use mindfulness to help? If we are constantly reminding our kids, sit down, stop, listen, this is definitely a good one for us to listen to. Let's remember that being calm isn't about having control or being controlling. It's a skill that we teach, and mindfulness can be simple and not overcomplicated. So let's get into what mindfulness can look like in the classroom. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. When I think of mindfulness, I think of long meditations, and that is not what we are talking about for kindergarten. Absolutely not. We are thinking of short moments where we can be teaching kids about awareness of their bodies, of their surroundings, and giving them a chance to reset. It's not just about being quiet. It's about noticing and resetting, noticing their body, noticing their surroundings, and resetting themselves so they're ready to learn. When kids are struggling with their focus or their behavior, it's understandable because they just don't know yet. They just don't know yet how to calm their bodies, how to handle big feelings, how to transition. And that's part of the magic of kindergarten, is that we get to teach them all that stuff. It's not necessarily just a behavior, a big behavior, a negative behavior. It's a skill gap. Again, behavior is communication. So if they are struggling with transitions, or if they're struggling to calm themselves, they're telling you that they need help with that, that they don't know how to do that. Behavior is communication. So what are they trying to tell you? What do they need support with? What do they have a skill gap in? And we can use mindfulness to fill those gaps. So here's how I might use mindfulness daily to support social-emotional learning, to have a classroom that's calm. After big transitions, especially after recess, coming to the rug, if they are noisy, if they are very excited, I have a stop and do some deep breathing. And the breathing that I like the most is the five-finger breathing, because it forces them to take five deep breaths. So I teach this at the beginning of the year as its own lesson, and then I can use it throughout the year when I need a little mindfulness check with the kids, a little calm down moment. And the more that they get used to it, the more they're able to do it themselves when they feel themselves getting excited, but also angry, upset, frustrated. You put out your hand, you trace your pinky finger up with your other hand and you breathe in, you trace it down the pinky finger and you breathe out, you trace it up the ring finger and breathe in, trace it down and breathe out. You get it. You go that for each finger, you breathe in 5 times and out 5 times. And I explain what I'm noticing in their bodies. I'll say, wow, it looks like we are having trouble staying quiet on the rug. Oh, it looks like we are very excited coming in from lunch. Our bodies seem very wiggly. We need to do a quick check and see how our bodies are feeling. They feel very like their bodies are moving very fast. Of course, this is after an explicit lesson on body regulation, body speed. I can talk like that, but I explain what it is I'm noticing. Okay, our bodies are having trouble staying in our squares. We're having trouble. We're talking so much to our partners. Let's all stop for a second and do some 5-finger breathing. And then after, I say, wow, it feels so much calmer in here. Do we feel that? I feel like everyone seems ready to learn now because everyone has calmed down. Their bodies are still, their brains are, or their mouths are quiet. So let's, now we can get to the learning. So talking about how it looks and feels before and after the breathing break. The other thing that I use is the calm down corner. I call it the control spot. Get our body back in control. If kids are really struggling, I'll say, your body does not seem like you are ready to learn right now. Go take a minute in the control spot and then come back when you are ready. And it's not punishment. It's literally saying your body does not seem like you're ready. So let's go to the control spot and get in control of our body and you can come back, right? So it's a teaching moment. It's a moment of teaching them how to self-regulate. It's giving them the space to do that and maybe the tools. Maybe I have the glitter jar there or breathing ball. I have a whole episode on how I introduce and set up the calm down corner. So definitely give that a listen. The other places that you can do mindfulness are, like I said, before and after lessons or in your transitions, but also morning meeting activities. Definitely throughout the year, but especially like towards when you're getting ready for big breaks or for the summer, you might want longer mindfulness moments. And so I love to put on a Go Noodle activity where they have a bunch of different mindfulness, where it has the kids, you know, stand up or sit down and feel how their body is feeling. It gives the whole script so I don't need to think about it. They do a body scan for how their body's feeling. They're listening to the sounds around them, things like that. So I like those a lot. And then for longer things, you can put on Cosmic Kids Yoga. I really enjoy that if I'm looking for a longer mindfulness break, if they really need more. It goes over some different yoga moves with the kids and it gives them that movement break, but also calms them down as well. The other thing that you can do if you are wanting a quick sort of reset, or what I like to do is when I'm teaching about listening or reminding about listening, is have kids sit quietly and play a sound for them. Like if you have a bell and ring the bell and have them put their hand up when they hear the sound and then put the hand down when the sound goes away for them. So that way they're really listening and zoning in on the sound. You can also go outside for a quick break if it's nice out and have them sit with their eyes closed outside and listen and then tell everyone after a few minutes, what did they hear? You could do that inside too. Have them sit quietly and after a few minutes, whisper to their turning talk partner about what they heard or tell the class what they heard. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be long, but I would do this often when you notice kids are needing a break, needing a recheck. This is a great activity to pull out. When you are using mindfulness, especially consistently, you should see smoother transitions. When you give kids that break, you should see less behavior interruptions after you do the break, the breathing break, the calm down break. Ideally, you'd see more independence and just a calmer classroom overall. So my recommendation is if you're wanting to start with some mindfulness in your classroom, start small. Just think of one routine that you could do a day as needed, and then build consistency over time, little by little. Just because I've taught the 5-finger breathing once does not mean that they're experts on it, does not mean that they can do it on their own. It's something that I have to do over and over and over again. but the more that I do it, the better that they get. It's little by little, little improvements every day. So highly recommend thinking of ways that you can add some of this into your classroom. And if you are looking for more social emotional lessons, like I said, a lot of things I said I would do after I've explicitly taught it. If you're wanting to know how to explicitly teach these things, the breathing, the emotional regulation, the body regulation, listening, if you're wanting to know how to explicitly teach that, I've got you. I've got explicit lesson plans for social emotional learning for your entire year. I've got 4 explicit lesson plans for each unit. I've got a lot of units. I want to say 12. That seems like a lot. 11 units. I should know that. But it will last you the entire year. Okay. You got 4. I like to do 1 unit a month. You can pick and choose the units that work for your class, but I also give you a sample scope and sequence that you can do that I use with my kids based on what I've seen over the years. I've worked really hard on this curriculum and I highly recommend it. If you are noticing that your kids needed more of this year and you want to do more next year, you can't just add in these moments of mindfulness without taking time to explicitly teach them some of the important social emotional skills that they need. So definitely check out my social emotional year-long bundle for those explicit lessons and the activities, the related activities. Okay. And as you're thinking about next year, if you're having problems that you want to problem solve so that you can be better next year, reach out to me. I probably have resources for you, or we can schedule a one-to-one coaching session to help. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.